Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. How was that for a gospel lesson, huh? A lot of stuff in there. And I'm glad you guys set your clocks ahead so we all got here on time today. That is great. Although I think it's a dumb idea what we do. It's just, you got to do it, but everyone's doing it. Anyhow, there was a woman who was getting married, and she went to a cake maker, decorator. Amy, I'm glad you didn't go to this person. Because this person was told by the bride-to-be that she wanted one of her favorite Bible verses, 1 John 4:18, inscribed on her wedding cake. And it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. 1 John 4:18. Unfortunately, the communication wasn't that clear. So instead of 1 John 4:18, the cake maker inscribed John 4:18, which we heard today, which says, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. And the bride and groom didn't see the cake until they cut it, and they were embarrassed and shocked, Desi Arnaz was there, Lucy said, Lucy, go explain it to her, you know. It was shocking, it was painful, it was surprising. And that's kind of what we heard today is our lessons that we heard today. Moses, he had seen the miracles of God, that the people were free from the false god Pharaoh. Their sea of reeds was parted, and they're on their way to the promised land. There was joy, there was amazement, and the people start saying, okay, Moses, now we're here in the wilderness. There's not another great food we had in Egypt. You know, we're tired of this, we're thirsty, and blah, 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 complain. They're free now! They'd rather be slaves. And Moses finally says, my God, holy, oy vey, what shall I do with this people, God? The Samaritan woman, too. I mean, she's going at noon, which was interesting because noon is a very hot time in Palestine to go to the well. Usually women would go early in the morning when it was cool or later at night when it was cool, but they never went at noon. She was kind of avoiding the other women, maybe because of her lifestyle, maybe because she felt judged by them. Whatever reason, she came later and she saw Jesus, who talked to her. A Jew, a man. This is amazing, because men didn't talk to women that weren't their wives. Why? Why didn't make the rules? But because of first century Palestine, woman might be having her monthly period. If a guy talked to her, he would be unclean. So that's one reason. Another reason that Jews and Samaritans really despised one another. The Jews thought Samaritans were half-bloods. They weren't really true Jews. And the third reason was that, this was not done. This was not done. So she talked to him, and Jesus didn't condemn her. He accepted her as a person. He didn't mamby-pamby about who she was and her lifestyle. And he saw right through her to her heart. And she was touched. I mean, it had been somewhat painful, but she was touched in her heart, which at first must have been very embarrassing and shocking to her, but he accepted her. The beauty of Moses and the Samaritan woman is that they learned from God grace. What grace? How to live in grace. A very different way from the world. They learned. One of my favorite Broadway plays is Camelot. And I like the old Camelot. Richard Burton, Julie Andrews and Robert Goulet. And Camelot's based on a book by T.H. White entitled The Once and Future King. And part of this book, Merlin, the magician, the druid on when he was teaching Arthur, who became King Arthur, but this time he was called Wart, and he was teaching him about how to live, preparing him to be a king. And Merlin was saying to Arthur, the best thing for being sad, when you're sad, replied Merlin, is to learn something new. That is the only thing that never fails. You may grow old and trembling in your anatomies. You may lie awake at night listening to the disorder of your veins. You may miss your only love. You may see the world around you devastated by evil lunatics, or know your honor trampled into the sewers by baser minds. There is only one thing for it, then, to learn. Learning why the world wags and what wags the world. That is the only thing which the mind can never exhaust, never alienate, never be tortured by, never fear or distrust, and never dreaming of regretting. Learning is the thing for you. Lent is a time for us to learn from the grace of God, to learn and to remember God's love for us. I mean, that's why I admire Caden. Caden just came from God. So Caden can remember the love of God, which is reinforced by mommy and daddy as they love their baby. Remember that you are loved. And in our term Lent, there are things that get in the way. Well, that love can't be so great. It can't be that good. It's an imaginary thing. You know, things get in the way of loving your neighbor. Oh, this person frustrated me. I'm not going to forgive them. Or loving creation. You know, if you see, oh, look at that. Somebody threw a can there. You can pick up the can and then put it in the garbage can. You can do a good little thing to help out. Remember God's love for us and how we have energy from God and His grace. And to learn. You know, Jordan and I, what was it, 5 years ago, we started going to lifelong learning at La Roche. There was like 50 people. Now there's 800 people. Now you guys couldn't join because you've got to be at least 55. But it's a wonderful place to learn and grow, and people are learning every day. It's new things every day you can learn. And we are to learn the grace and love of God here through word, through sacrament, through music, through prayer, the love of God for us, the power of God's love for us. And as we do that, there is pain because God's ways are different from our ways. And to know that I am narcissistic, I am cruel, I am vicious at times, I only think of me, you know, those things hurt, but to admit them and give them to God and know they are forgiven, and through Holy Communion you are healed, what a joy that is. What a joy. I mean, St. Paul today was very clear that, yeah, we boast in the grace of God. We celebrate the grace of God. We celebrate who we are in God. I mean, hopefully you guys are using this devotion. I love the one yesterday, because what they do is they have parts of the scripture and then they have readings from different places. One of my favorite people that I can learn a lot from is Winnie the Pooh. And Christopher Robin. And Winnie the Pooh said, always remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you see, and smarter than you think. As God's children, don't put yourselves down. Boast of God's love in Jesus Christ. But also boast of your suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, Paul tells us. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope never disappoints us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us in our baptism. Here is joy and hope that is with us. Here is what we should radiate to others, to love them as children made in the image of God, and to show the world that Jesus Christ is our lover, is our redeemer, is our savior, is our wisdom teacher. Suffering is not something that we should want. I mean, that was a big trouble with some of the monastics. They got this Greek idea that the soul was good and the body was evil, and so they whip themselves and starve themselves and stand up naked in the snow and all this. That's garbage. No, not that. Or you don't want people that, you know, have a martyr complex. Oh, I suffer so much. Oh, it's terrible what's happening. Oh, you know. I mean, you want to listen, but I mean, you know, sometimes martyr complex isn't that great. You want people who boast and say, yeah, I have these problems. I also have this joy. I have this grace from God. And then be proactive and share that grace with other people is so important. The Samaritan woman, what did she do? I mean, she's judged. She's considered a whore or a tramp or whatever. She didn't care. She met Jesus. She boasted about, hey, I met a guy that saw through me. I think he might be the Messiah. What do you think? And she went back into town to those very people that she avoided that came early to get water or late to get water in the cool of the day. She came to them and shared the good news so others could believe through her. And then they came and saw Jesus himself, and they believed not because of her testimony, but because of seeing Jesus face to face. No thing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. C.S. Lewis, a great Christian author, once wrote a book. It was entitled Surprised by Joy. And another great Christian author, G.K. Chesterton, called Joy the Gigantic Secret of the Christians. Friedrich Nietzsche, who was a son of a Lutheran pastor, who was kind of an atheist, but he said, I would believe in your Redeemer if you acted more redeemed as a people to the Christians. And Paul himself said, boast. To boast of what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. Lent can be a time when you can take this seriously and say, hey, I'm a gifted person. Hey, do I have philosophy? Yeah. Do I have a warts on my face? Yes, you do. But guess what? God loves you. God loves work. And God wants you to share the good news with people because he wants the kingdom of God that we pray for every Sunday to come and to welcome more and more people into it. Yes, boast to the whole world that God has done for you in Jesus Christ. And the quality of our lives in Christ, the spirit around us, the ambiance around us, will show people. You know, people didn't really join an early church because of theological niceties. They joined because, wow, look how these Christians love one another. Look how these Christians take money for orphans and widows and immigrants and people that are rejected. Look how these Christians witness, even in the Colosseum, when lions and gladiators come to kill them. They praise God. Wow, what a witness. You know what? I don't want to give you guys a big head, but I see that in you. I see that joy of Christ. I see that love of God every Sunday. Every Sunday as you share that, keep it up. And I pray in God's love today, that grace will fill you to such a point that you'll think of one person that may be a little depressed, one person that might feel kind of ignored, one person that needs to hear the good news, and boast to that person about Jesus Christ and his love. Be like the Samaritan woman. Wonderful things can happen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.